Podcast Factory.
Hello and welcome to Rising Suit Studio, the innovation podcast from France's Région Sud. In this podcast, we bring to you disruptive startups that are all based in the south of France and are all in the development phase on international markets. When we think about automated image analysis, the first thing that comes in mind is often facial recognition and maybe some scary Black Mirror type reality. But the progresses in automated image analysis have led to applications in a much wider range of sectors. Take clinical research, for instance. In order to demonstrate the efficacy of a candidate molecule, it is sometimes necessary to proceed to tissue analysis based on some forms of visual analysis and currently done by humans. Automated image analysis can provide a much more precise and much quicker way of achieving this analysis. Gaining time and precision in this process would be beneficial to both patients and industrials. To talk about this topic today, we are hosting a startup using machine learning to improve biological image analysis. BioSelvia was created in 2011 in Marseille and has already demonstrated the soundness of its solution in scientific papers. It is now scaling up the commercialization phase of its product. Here with me to talk about this very promising company is Olivier Julien, CEO of BioSelvia. Hello, Olivier. And thank you for joining us.
Hello, pleased to be with you this afternoon. Thanks.
To start, since not everyone, starting by me, is familiar with histological analysis and medical research in general, what is it exactly that BioSelvia is doing?
In fact, in drug development, there are two phases that are, the first one is preclinical assay. It's in the beginning of the development, and the goal to this phase is to measure the efficacy of a compound, could be in the next level a drug, could be a drug for a patient. And this stage is really critical because this is when we're doing the go-no-go decision making in order to keep working on this compound or stop working. So that is a key point for the drug development. And at this stage, in fact, the main data, the most important data, are based on visual assessment. And the problem is that assessment is very subjective because it's performed by pathologists visually with a microscope, and there's no reproducibility of the data, and there's also a lack of accuracy, and this is a real problem. And that's why there are 30% of failure in clinical stage due to inefficient compound.
This is a quite early stage in the development of the drug, and you allow to gain a lot of time and precision in that stage. You mentioned machine learning in your technology. Can you explain us a little bit how it works? At what stage of the recognition does it apply?
Sometimes we need to work with deep learning or machine learning to know what we have to measure or not. So because we are working in some very specific features, and the difference is not very clear sometimes. So the machine learning helps us to define and to really measure the difference between the features that we have to keep or not.
How many people are involved in your startup, and what are their profile? I imagine researchers.
Yes, mainly we are 7 people today, and we are mainly scientific. There are 4 people in science, 4 people that are scientists. My father, who is a CSO, is professor, and we have also some PhD. The other part is some developers. computer, in the other people are in development profile. Yes.
Are you working on new solutions, new product, or are you more in the scaling up phase of this solution that you developed already?
In fact, we started to work in pulmonary fibrosis because it happened like that. We met Boehringer Ingelheim in 2014, and then we decided to develop this tool for this disease. And we kept working in respiratory disease, in COPD, asthma. Now we have developed a brand new essay we have just published with American University, Duke University, and with in Europe as well, and on NASH, which is a liver disease. And now the visual assessment is used in quite all the disease. And then the companies, the pharmaceutical industry has the same issue to measure because it's still based in visual assessment. So yes, our pipeline is to start to work in oncology, and we also want to work in CNS, Alzheimer, Parkinson, and we also plan to work in Crohn's disease, which is an inflammatory disease.
I imagine that your market is by definition global, but do you already have clients, international clients, or are you mainly selling in France? What is the situation at the moment?
We also plan to work in human imaging analysis. It's a big project for us because our algorithm works very well in in vivo study, mainly mice imaging tissue. But it works in human as well. We started to work in biopsy. We have two projects still in US, in Washington, with pulmonary fibrosis, and with another university on human biopsy for NASH.
Still for research, for clinical research, but on humans?
Yes, the idea is that we have the same problem to have robust data in clinical stage as well, because VR imaging is still based on visual assessment. And so what we bring them is a real quantification of a severity, and then we can measure some very small morphological changes. And that's the key point to know if your compound is efficient or not. So yes, we started to work first with key opinion leader, with KOL of a disease from US and from Europe, because we have this strong culture in BioCelia, because I used to say that we are first biologists, and that's why we have created this kind of tools that really answer what the science wants and what they need. Your question was, do we work only in Europe or France or US? In fact, we are mainly working with US because pharmaceutical industry is very, very important in US, in East Coast with Boston, in Boston area, and in West Coast as well with San Diego, more with big biotech and biotechnology companies in San Diego, and big biotech and big pharma as well in San Francisco area. But however, we also have some clients in Europe, in UK, in France as well. In UK, we worked with GSK, with MedImmune. We are going to publish with them. Our market is mainly in US and in Europe as well.
What do you need to keep growing? What are you looking for at the moment? Are you looking for primarily for business partners, for investors, for distributors, for employees, for scientific collaboration, maybe with key opinion leaders?
What we need is two things. We have published now, just last week, in American Journal of Physiology for NASH. And so we are ready now to start to contact all our clients. We are working with CRO, and we are also working directly with biotech and big pharma or pharmaceutical companies. The other side is to keep working with university because my father is professor, so that's why we have a strong culture in Bioselvia, and to keep working with them because they are experts. They are very dedicated in specific topics, so we want in the future to start working in the coming months in oncology. This is our main project in the coming months, and so we are going to work with some brand new teams, in hopefully in US and probably in Europe as well. We used to work on the both sides.
Last question. It's a traditional question in this podcast. What does Bioselvia have in La Région Sud that it could have nowhere else?
Good question. In fact, I was born in Marseille, so I really love where I'm living. So, but the other point is that we have a good environment for economical and for science, because Marseille or Région Sud with Aix en Provence and Marseille mainly, they are the scientific universities. And this is a key point for us because when we need to hire someone, we have these people that have a very good knowledge and expertise in their work. So this is very important. We have beautiful weather as well. And this economy system in Région Sud is something that is very important for companies.
Well, thank you, Olivier. Thank you very much for your time, and all the best to Bioselvia on its way to growth.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bioselvia will be part of a business starter program in California organized for a delegation of companies based in Région Sud. They will be in San Francisco and San Diego between November 11 and November 15. If you want to know more about Bioselvia and the other companies that will be part of these delegations, or get in touch with them, please check the description section of this podcast or visit risingsuit.fr.